After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Sometimes I'm sorry I've set this rule for myself, but when I hear a scripture that begins that way, after he said this, I kind of have to ask myself, what did he say before I read on and deal with today's text, right? After he said this, well, so you just back up. Right before that, Jesus was telling a parable of the 10 pounds about a ruler, a man who was going away for a while, and he left his property and his administration in charge of other people. The very end of that story is just harsh. The leader says, as for these enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. As for these enemies of mine, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence, because they did not want me to be king over them. That's what we get right before Jesus' triumphal entry. I use these quotes here. That's what it says here in my Bible. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. I'm not sure in my book and definition what makes this entry into Jerusalem really all that triumphal, if you think about it. But to set the stage with these words, to know that we're leading into this entry into Jerusalem, he tells this parable, and there's these lines in this parable, like, you know, some of the people said, citizens of this country hated him, the ruler that we're talking about in this parable. They hated him, and they sent a delegation after him saying, we do not want this man to rule over us. Right? Doesn't seem like a very good guy. And if this is supposed to be Jesus or God, we've got some harsh things to deal with here. If this is how God operates. And he gives, you know, this is the parable where he gives one 10 treasures and one 10 pounds and one 5 pounds and one pound of his wealth. The first came forward and said, Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds. And he said to him, well done, good slave, because you have been trustworthy in a small thing, take charge of 10 cities. And the second came and said, Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. And he said to him, and you rule over 5 cities. And then the other came saying, Lord, here's your pound. I wrapped it in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You take what you did not deposit, and you reap what you did not sow. Does that sound like a God we serve? Not really. I'm not sure what this parable is about, but I'm not sure it's about God or Jesus. And he says, I will judge you by your own words, wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not deposit, reaping what I did not sow? Why then did you not put my money in the bank? And then when I returned, I could have collected it with interest. He said to the bystanders, take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And the people, the bystanders are like, but Lord, he's got 10 pounds. Even they know that justice is not being done here. And he says, I tell you, all those who have more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Great. It sounds like steal from the poor and give to the rich. That's our storyline, isn't it? Wait, what? Even those who have little, from them it will be taken away and given to those who have much. And then we get this line, but as for these enemies of mine who do not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. Wow. It's almost as if, Jesus, or in this case it's really Luke, who's the storyteller here. He's putting all these stories together in a decent order. Or in a particular order. I'm not sure I call this decent. It's interesting. It's almost paradoxical. It's almost as if he wants us to say, what does it mean to call Jesus king? And he gives us this picture of, well, it could look like this. But I almost think that Jesus is saying, if this is what it means to be king, I'm going to be a really bad one. Right? If taking from those who have none and giving it to those who have much, if being harsh and slaughtering all of my enemies in my presence because they don't want me to be king, if that's what it means to be king, sign me up, but I'm going to be a really bad one. It's not much of a ticket to run on these days, is it? This is my agenda for you. I'm going to be really bad at this stuff. And then we get this picture of Jesus and his disciples bringing a donkey into Jerusalem for his triumphal entry. You know, triumph in the Bible usually involves chariots and horses and, you know, swords and fire. I don't know. We get a donkey. Put me on a donkey. and there's this interesting sort of stuff, these directions that go ahead of him. You know, if anyone says, why are you taking this? Just say, the Lord has need of it. It's all very kind of mysterious. And by the way, did you notice there are no palms in this triumphal entry? Most of the Gospels do not tell of Palm Sunday. That's John's Gospel, 1 out of 4. The other three, it's cloaks. So we have Palm and Cloak Sunday, really. It's not really, which is better than Cloak and Dagger Sunday, which that would be kind of an interesting one. We'll have to explore that someday. It feels almost kind of cloak and daggerish. You know, go here and do this, and if anyone tells you, just say the Lord has need of it. That's your password. That's your secret password. The Lord has need of it. And strangely, it works. The Lord has need of it. And they put Jesus on this grand animal. That's the word that usually comes to mind when we think of a donkey, right? And he gallops into town. So fast that the people had to jump out of the way. And they laid their cloaks across, right? It's really almost comical, and I think it's supposed to be. I actually think this is supposed to give us an idea that kingship is on trial, right? What you think kings do, you're right about. They take from the poor, they favor the rich, they slaughter their enemies in your presence. They get their way with, you know, it's my way or the highway with kings. And that whole agenda is on trial today because Jesus is going to take the job in a different way. And this shouldn't surprise us that Jesus takes a new path, another path. The path. The slow path. The low path. The path of service. And he deals with his naysayers in an interesting way. The words from that parable sort of are echoed in here. The Pharisees and the, who else was it? It just says, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, order your disciples to stop. And he answered them, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would shout out. Prior to that, it was all about the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice and saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Now, why wouldn't you want people saying that in the streets? Why would you want to quiet that kind of thing? It was a joyful singing and worshiping, and they're reciting the Psalms. And they're saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. The Pharisees might be a little worried that someone might hear them. Someone like a Roman soldier or a Caesar who thinks, we already have a king. Why are you talking about another king? Because there's competition. That's why. And the Pharisees might be considered some of those people who might offer the line from the other parable, we don't want him to be king over us. Why don't you quiet them? this other way is too radical. It's too dangerous. If the Romans hear about this, if the people who really hold power hear about this, we're the ones who are going to get slaughtered and destroyed. So the way of Jesus is another way. It's an alternative. We already know that. And it might be a little bit subversive and dangerous. Are we okay with that? I think we are. Or I at least think we want to be okay with it. Even though it puts us in a tight spot sometimes, when we have to follow this way instead of the way of domination and victory that works with fire and swords and chariots and horses, sometimes this is the hard way. But sometimes it's nice to know that the right way is hard. Thanks be to God.